Right, well, we're not going to be wandering around talking to everyone. They're all very busy with investors. We've had an extremely successful Ignite pitching session. But we've grabbed one of the teams. We've grabbed co-founder of Fantoo, Sina Saini. Sina, thanks very much for taking the time out.
Hi. Hi, John.
Sina, well, congratulations, first of all, on the Ignite pitching. We're grabbing you here because we really wanted to find out from a team perspective what it was like to plunk yourself onto a 13-week accelerator. This, we've heard all the stories about the accommodation and the mentors and the pressure and the late nights. What was it actually like getting involved?
It was excellent. I mean, it was something to look forward to because having been in business before, this is the first time we were actually in the software space. We've been in the hardware space, and there's so much. I'm sure we were curious to know what was going to happen. So first 2 weeks is what we were kind of curious to know what was going to take place, what was going to happen. But it was amazing because there was such a great amount of information through a lot of mentors. I mean, just to give you an idea, I mean, within the first 2 weeks, we met at least 40 people. And 40 people who've actually just discussed our product in the space of 20 minutes. It's amazing. I mean, you will never get that kind of feedback in that space of time. And it kind of elevated our business already within the first 2 weeks of being there. So we were quite excited with it after first 2 weeks to see, well, what else is to come if this is what we can achieve in 2 weeks. So we were extremely excited. And as I can only kind of share with you what the first 2 weeks were. I can go on for a long time talking to you about what the next 13 weeks were like, but they were pretty amazing. And in the 3 months, what we've done, it could have taken us much longer to have done in that space of time.
But Fantoo, from what you were telling the investors there, Fantoo takes your email account and turns it into an image-led platform, which, you know, you can read your inbox as pictures, see the pictures, find out how much time you've got to read all these things that segment into work and family. Was that an idea that you'd had firm in your mind when you arrived at the accelerator, or did it get bashed into that particular shape?
Well, the product was already quite strong in that sense. It was the marketplace that wasn't, clarity was not there at all. In fact, we actually thought the marketplace would be techies, would be students, and after arriving, it was very clear that's exactly who our market was not. In fact, our marketplace was actually with people who were visually led. So the visual element was an exciting part of our product, but we didn't actually realize the people that the marketplace that our product would stand at would be very visually led people as well. And it seems obvious now, but at the time, the product would have been thrown out to very different bunches of people, but this actually brought focus to how we can target a big space. I mean, to target email marketing, email is such a large space, but being in this accelerator actually allowed us to focus where our market segment is and allow us to grow from that focus market segment.
I mean, how did you react to the way that an accelerator runs? Did you find that a useful way of working? Obviously, you've been involved with businesses before, but how is it different running in an accelerator than just starting up a business?
I think being in an accelerator, it gives you so much more depth from all different angles of opinions, which is what business is about. Because at the end of the day, your customer base is just not your company. You know, who you're interacting with is largely your customer base. And technically, by being an accelerator, you're getting so many different opinions thrown at you that it's actually making you more knowledgeable about what's actually happening with the interaction with other people with your company. So you get access to more information about what people think about what you're doing and be able to allow you to sort of focus in the right direction rather than maybe go off at another tangent, which is what we would have done. We've had even the companies within the accelerator are so valuable. I mean, the mentors were valuable, but the companies, the 10 companies inside, they were amazing people in there. And each one of them, from the developer to the business head, brought so much depth, not only to their own company, but to each other's company. We were all helping each other to get through whatever problems that we served. And we got through them within minutes, within hours. Usually, if you're by yourself doing a startup, it could take you a month just to solve that one little problem. But within an accelerator, you can solve it within a minute just because you've got somebody at hand, just while passing them down the corridor, speaking to them over across the table, which we had access to amazing 10 companies with 20 amazing people in it.
Finally, what one piece of advice would you give to someone who was considering an accelerator?
I would recommend it. I'm sure everybody is wanting to be in it, and I would definitely recommend them to be in it, because I mean it's invaluable. I mean it's just so valuable that I'm lost for words. I've been in business for 15 years. I was in an incubator when I first started. I'm now in an accelerator. This is a very, especially in the software space, even in the hardware space, if the accelerator is to do with hardware or the accelerator is to do with software, you must go in it, because what you learn in 3 months may take you at least a year. It gives you such a great grounding to accelerate from, hence why it's called an accelerator.
Thank you very much.